Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on a Thursday. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in on the show, you can, of course, give us a call or you can text us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. All right, so getting started with some of the top stories here. The latest midterm polling. We are less than a week away from the midterms. Of course, we're going to be having full coverage for you and with both myself and Andrew McKay coming up Tuesday, 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock, or at least till the polls close. And then we'll be having, I forgot who it was. We're going to be joined by somebody else too. Oh, well. So it'll be me and Andrew McKay, and of course we'll get call-ins from the candidates as they win their races and the whole works like that. So that'll be next Tuesday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So the latest polling from Yahoo News, YouGov, and others shows trouble for Democrats. Okay. Herschel Walker pulls ahead in polling average for the very first time, and Mehmet Oz tying for John Fetterman up in Pennsylvania. Now, one of the things I thought here is, you know, I've brought it up so many times how unreliable these polls are. And there's a part of me, a knee-jerk reaction part, that says, well, they're inaccurate as it pertains to the amount of support for Republicans. That's what we've seen at least since 2016. Remember 2016, Hillary was supposed to run away with the general election against Trump. And instead, Trump won. Prior to that even, Democrats were supposed to run away with races. And even though Obama beat Romney, Republicans won more governor seats. Republicans won more U.S. Senate seats and congressional seats. So the polling has been wrong for a while, but it just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. And my knee-jerk reaction is, usually when they're bad in as far as in favor of the more conservative candidate that's running. Saw it in 2020 as well. I mean, yes, even though Biden won, he was supposed to run away with it based on the polling. Like, it wasn't supposed to be a close race. So, you know, it's been so wrong. Well, then we saw in the primaries, totally wrong. And so now I'm looking at it and going, okay, but we also have to look at the primaries. And remember Charlie Crist going against Nikki Fried? So it's not a Republican in the race, not a conservative in the race. And that was one. Well, I guess you could do, I guess in that situation too, though, you could say the more conservative candidate was getting shafted in the polls. The more conservative candidate between Nikki Fried and Charlie Crist was definitely Charlie Crist. Nikki Fried's, you know, she's got some pretty far left ideology. And in the polling that led right up to the primary, it had her closing a 10 to 15 point gap. And some polls showed her leading Charlie Crist. The election came out, he won by 20 points. So I guess even in that case, I was going to say my knee jerk reaction was that the conservative candidate always gets shafted. And I was like, but that's not necessarily so. But yeah, even in that case, he was the more conservative candidate still, and the polling showed it close. So my point being, if the polling right now is already showing it to be bad for Democrats, and what we've seen historically in the past 10 years, that the polls are way off, particularly as it pertains to the Republican candidate, then this could be a blowout election. Like, I look at Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman. Oh, John Fetterman's up by 0.5 percentage points. I'm like, he'll probably gonna lose by 5 or 6 points then. Herschel Walker leads in polling for the first time by 1 point. He's probably going to win by 10 points. I mean, like, that's what the that's what's been happening with polling over the past years. Can't trust it. The Justice Department has rested in its historic seditious conspiracy case against the Oath Keepers. And so they've rested their trial without calling witnesses who pled guilty to the seditious conspiracy. Well, that's kind of a big surprise right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio traffic on the fives. I-10, I-110 looking good. Highway 90 Causeway, you will see some everyday afternoon slowdowns going in the eastbound direction. If you do have a traffic tip, just call 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Trump weighing in on this whole Oath Keepers conspiracy thing because apparently the word has come out that I guess the Oath Keepers messaged Mitch McConnell. And now we're seeing that a judge has told, let me get back to, so Trump has basically called for the impeachment of Mitch McConnell since he was messaging the Oath Keepers people. Oh boy, I wonder if that's going to, you know, build up into something right there. Brittany Griner, now imprisoned in Russia, but she was able to meet with U.S. officials. She was able to meet with the U.S. Embassy officials. And according to U.S. Embassy officials, she is doing as well as expected. This is the WNBA star who, you know, has been detained and then the whole thing over there in Russia. Then a brutal fight in Kherson in Ukraine still looms between Russia and Ukraine. Moscow commanders are fleeing Kherson, leaving troops under attack, according to some reports. Governor Newsom in California has rejected California City's homeless plan. And he says, quote, do better. He's even paused state funding for homelessness and called for more action. They had $1 billion set aside to tackle homelessness in California, and he didn't like any of the city's plans to deal with it. Then the Bank of England has raised its benchmark by 75 basis points, the biggest hike in 33 years, so similar to what we just had with our Federal Reserve going up as well. Johnny Depp files an appeal to not have to pay $2 million to Amber Heard. Remember, he was supposed to pay $2 million, but she has to pay like 12 or something like that, $12 million, $10 million. So he just filed an appeal saying, well, I shouldn't have to pay her that $2 million then. Okay. Then she has to pay you $2 million less then. I mean, that's like, okay, whatever. Then Gabby Petito's parents have officially filed a lawsuit against the Moab Police Department. We brought this up before that they were talking about doing it. Well, now they've made it official. They've gone ahead and filed a lawsuit against the Moab Police Department alleging they could have saved her life. I just didn't know. She wasn't saying, I mean, I'm sorry, no. I understand they're hurting. And they want somebody, like, somebody should have saved my daughter. Okay. She could have saved herself. She didn't ask to leave. She didn't ask. She went willingly back in the car with him. She wasn't being held under duress. They had a fight. They recognized they had a fight. They brought up, looks like you've been having a fight. They're like, yeah, we just had a fight. Are you okay, ma'am? Yeah, I'm okay. Okay. I mean, what are you supposed to do? They can't read minds and they can't predict the future. It's just, I mean, I feel bad for them and the pain that they're going through, but this isn't the way to handle it. Benjamin Netanyahu won another shot at leading Israel, and so it's official. We mentioned yesterday he's probably going to win, and sure enough, he has done so. But will he be able to form the government and actually be the prime minister for a 4-year period? He hadn't been able to do it yet. It's been kind of a crazy turmoil going on over there in Israel recently with their elections. Whew, a lot of things going on in the news today. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, you have no clue about the dynamics of domestic violence, according to a texter here. I don't know what that even means. What I'm saying, though, is when police show up to a domestic violence situation, they cannot force the lady to leave. And so for them to sue the police department because you didn't save our daughter, you didn't save your daughter. You're the ones that failed as parents. Don't be blaming police. What, you think the police could do something you couldn't do? You let her go on a cross-country trip with this dude. She had her own choices to make. And yes, I understand the victim mentality. I've actually worked with a lot with people under domestic abuse, for your information. I understand. And it's a shocking thing for me sometimes to understand how people can be in situations like that. But for them to try to blame the police and to sue the police, and now they're going to have to spend taxpayer dollars to defend themselves over this other stuff. It's not like she was saying, hey, get me out of this situation. She continued going with him, and she was seen on surveillance video all over the place with him after that, you know? And you're the parents. You couldn't get her to get away from Brian. What were the police going to do different than what you did as her parents? That's my point. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
President Biden in New Mexico today promoting his administration's student loan debt relief program.
My administration is working to provide up to $10,000 in student debt relief and up to $20,000 if the person seeking the relief received a Pell Grant.
Of course, he was campaigning for Democrats there, and the president says that more than 40 million Americans could potentially benefit from that program. 26 million, he says, have already applied for it. The debt relief program, of course, temporarily on hold as legal challenges to it play out. Apparently, this year's midterm elections could be the most expensive ever. That's from a new analysis by watchdog group Open Secrets. They're estimating the 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That's spending in both federal and state races. And the group says that would be a record for a midterm election cycle. Well, it might be a little bit tougher to catch a rideshare soon, Bobby. Lyft apparently planning to cut about a tenth of its workers across the country. The rideshare company says 13% of its employees are going to be let go. Lyft's co-founders cited economic challenges, including the possible upcoming recession.
Do you do the Lyft thing or do you do Uber?
I have done Lyft, I think, more than I've done Uber. But really, it just depends on where you're at. Some places have more of one driver than the other.
Yeah, and I've seen that as well, too. In some places, it seems like Lyft is used a lot more than other places, but wasn't really sure. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
Traffic on the fives is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. Roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. You will see slowdowns on Highway 90. This is eastbound on the causeway due to construction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And News Radio Traffic on the Fives is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3 informative, local, dependable Traffic on the Fives.
Coming up here next, I got a new poll pertaining to healthcare costs. Wow, we haven't talked about healthcare costs in forever. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One-third in Americans give healthcare affordability an F grade. Can't afford it, according to a Gallup poll. I'm going to be honest. I'm surprised it's only one-third. We haven't really talked about healthcare prices in a long time. You know, it's been, I don't know what happened pretty much after Obama. where it's just like we just stopped talking about health care. The first 2 years of Trump's administration, when Republicans held the House and the Senate, there was a lot of debate going on about repeal and replace to bring health care costs back down, because Obamacare, the whole point of Obamacare was, one, make sure everybody has an opportunity to have health insurance. Two, was supposed to bring prices down, but instead, prices of healthcare cost and health insurance has gone up dramatically since Obamacare. It hasn't come down. So there's been talk about repeal, replace. Republicans weren't able to get it done. And now it's been, what, 6 years? 4 years since then?
Jeez. Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.
And lose, I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Five Flags Sertoma invites you to their 2022 Cornhole Fundraiser this Saturday at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Registration begins at noon. Games begin at 1. Food will be available for purchase, and outside coolers will be allowed. And so there will be 3 games of round robin with 5 games guaranteed for all with a $800 guaranteed to split in the upper division winners and $500 guaranteed to split in the lower division winners. Get signed up and get more information at fiveflagsertoma.org. It's fiveflagsertoma.org. Just a reminder, we're going to be having our election coverage coming up here next Tuesday, where you'll be able to tune in to from 7 to 10 o'clock to find out local, state, and national election results. Both myself and Andrew McKay will be providing that for you. And it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top 3 stories here for you. The final Yahoo News YouGov midterm poll spells trouble for Democrats. And we're seeing this nationwide that they keep saying this. But, you know, I don't take a lot of weight into the polls in general. They've been so wrong. Yet, the way they've been so wrong over the past 10 years, 8 years, has been it discounts the Republican or conservative vote much more. So if it's showing that Republicans and conservatives or you know whatever Republicans or conservatives are tied or leading, then that could bode very badly for the Democrats. But we won't know until Tuesday because like I said, these polls are just so far off. Immigration officials have said officially, Paul Pelosi's attacker was indeed in the United States illegally. Buzz was coming out about that. I said I saw some stuff about that. I wasn't going to delve into it. Well, now immigration officials have come out and said, you know, he was here illegally from Canada. Uh-huh. Gabby Petito's parents filed a lawsuit against Moab police alleging they could have saved her life. And I was saying, yeah, to me, that's just it's bizarre. It's a bizarre lawsuit. It should be just tossed out immediately to assume that. And I was like, she went in the vehicle voluntarily with him. They can't force her to go, ma'am, we feel like it's unsafe for you to be with this guy. They might have even said that to her. I've been on ride-alongs with police where they've said this into domestic situations. Ma'am, we don't think it's safe for you to stay here. You sure you want to stay here? But it's still their choice. They can't force you. Ma'am, you can't stay here. Well, why not? It's not safe for you. Oh, I know. COVID's got everybody thinking that authorities can force us to do what's best for our own health and what's best for ourselves despite our own free will. But that was wrong. And that's not the norm. COVID was not the norm. Having some official tell us what to do for our own health and for our own benefit and forcing us to do what's best for our own health and our own benefit is the wrong thing to do. We're not going to create that as a plan. And suing the Moab Police Department and saying that they should have saved our daughter is just like officials forcing us to do what they think was right for our health. It's wrong. We're not going to do that. And it's crazy that they're getting sued over it. Now they got taxpayer, you know, tax dollars that are going to go into having to defend them for it. And the reality of it is, look, this is what I would say if I was Moab Police Department. I'd be like, I'm sorry you're hurting, ma'am. I'm sorry you're hurting mister. But what do you expect us to have been able to do that you weren't able to do as parents? I'm sorry, you're going to have to look in the mirror. Instead of suing us, you need to look in the mirror and see what you could have done more. Because we can't do something more than what you couldn't have done already as her parents. I don't like it. I feel like it's a very, very silly lawsuit, and it's very sad that this is happening. And especially because I just know so many people in law enforcement who deal, I mean, they're at night, you know what law enforcement deals with? The majority of what they deal with? DUIs, domestic abuse. That's like what they deal with all night long. It's like sad. And so they try their best, and I've seen them trying to coax somebody into, hey, please leave this situation, you know? But when it comes down to it, they have the final choice on their own. So, text here, I do agree that it's a silly lawsuit and the parents should not be blaming law enforcement. And I guess that's my biggest concern. Domestic abuse is a very difficult thing to deal with. It's a very difficult thing, especially when you see somebody you love who just will not get out of the situation. They just can't. They call it victim mentality, where they just, you know, I mean, they could be in the hospital from such terrible abuse. And then you're like, all right, so you're ready to leave this person? And they're like, oh, no. And you're like, what? You're literally in the hospital right now. It's very sad. It's very tough to have to deal with. Yes, good point here. She could have been arrested when she admitted that she struck Brian, which is what Gracie and I were talking about in the break, which is, I believe in that scenario, they were having a domestic dispute, but she admitted that she had hit him. I believe that was the scenario over there, and they did let them both go. If anything, they should have detained her, and then maybe there could have been something. I guess I don't know. Either way, I think blaming the law enforcement, no, that's not good. And I know they're hurting. The parents are hurting. They just wish things could have been different. Well, what could have been different is if she just never went on that road trip with Brian in the first place. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
News radio traffic on the fives. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We have major slowdowns going on Davis Highway right now, right near the interstate. It's looking real busy, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the causeway due to construction, heavy delays. See something else or have a traffic tip, 850-262-6111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, we got some World Series tonight. Houston has tied it up 2-2, so big pivotal game 5 tonight. Houston playing the Phillies on Fox 7:03. At 7:15 on Prime Video, the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles are playing the 1-5-1 Texans. NCAA football tonight, 6 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. UTEP plays Rice at 6:30 on ESPN. App State plays Coastal Carolina. That should actually be a pretty good game. The NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 7 o'clock with the Denver Nuggets against Oklahoma City Thunder. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock. You've got Tampa Bay Lightning playing Carolina, and I believe Florida Panthers are playing San Jose. Yeah, San Jose at 9:30. Then in sports news, the Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas going to be out again. He has toe surgery. He's going to be on the injured reserve. He was sorely missed last season. He's already been a benefit early this season, and now he's going to be on injury reserve. 76ers star James Harden is going to miss a month due to a foot injury. And according to this report, Jeff Bezos is looking to buy the Washington Commanders. Oh, that's right. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, will rule the world. Soon he's going to be a possible owner of the Washington Commanders. A new feature here for you on News Radio 92.3 right here on Pensacola right now. How about the CBS Sports Minute? Let's play it.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. Unfortunately, the Kyrie Irving story is one that has become too familiar these days. Misinformation being spread on social platforms that only further serves to divide us. The ease with which these falsehoods are spread is where the danger lies, and the rise in hate crimes towards Jewish people is impossible to ignore. Whether it's sports or politics, the divide continues when we get further and further from the truth. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, Jim Rome here. If you want to experience the unmatched flavor of natural live fire grilling, then look no further than the Big Green Egg. Forget the pellets, the propane, the knockoffs. Roll with the best. An authentic Big Green Egg grill backed by a free lifetime warranty. Yes, lifetime. It's that good. Grill, roast, smoke, or bake. It is easy to light. It's simple to use. Shop online for free home delivery at biggreenegg.com. That's delivery to your door by a dealer in your community. Go to biggreenegg.com.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free, plus double O rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There you go. CBS Sports Minute for you right here. And yeah, that Kyrie Irving thing, anti-Semitism. I never saw the tweet. Didn't even pull it up. I'm just not nearly interested enough to try to delve into these people's opinions on things. I mean, you realize there was a study done a few years ago that like a tenth, I know a tenth's not a lot, but still a tenth of NBA players believe that the world is flat. So why do I care what they think about Jews, Christians, Muslims, or anything when they think the world's flat? All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, it's National Sandwich Day. What is your favorite sandwich? Text it to us, 850-437-1620.
Sandwiches are beautiful. Sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches. I eat them all the time.
I don't know what this song is, but I think I like it. I do like sandwiches.
I just typed in sandwiches. I'm like, this is awesome. It's called Sandwiches Are Beautiful.
That they are. What is your favorite sandwich? 850-437-1620. It is National Sandwich Day. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick first, though. David?
Well, Bobby, the Foo Foo Festival going on downtown for the next 12 days. Now, it's the eighth festival.
Not to be mistaken with the Poo Poo Festival.
No.
Two different events.
No, Foo Foo,
gotcha.
Definitely. Not Poo Poo. Foo Foo. It is the eighth Foo Foo Festival. See if I can say that 12 times fast.
Yeah.
But they did take a one-year hiatus a few years ago, but that's in the distant past now. There's 70 events going on throughout the festival, including a pretty cool exhibit over at the Pensacola Museum of Art showcasing street art. So this is all going to run through the 14th. If you want to go down and check it out.
Goes on that long? I know it was a big, long thing. I don't know.
It's a long foo-foo.
It's a long foo-foo. Whoa. Yep. Also different than the long... Okay. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There's... I almost got you on that one, didn't I? Almost spit the drink out. So there's... today is National Sandwich Day. What is your favorite sandwich? Favorite kind of sandwich? I already got a couple of texts here. BLT. Ooh, BLT sandwiches are good. I forgot about BLTs when I was making my list of like good sandwiches. That is a good sandwich. Mufalata sandwich? What's a mufalata? Are you just messing with me? You talking about a mufalata sandwich? Like, what do you like? I like a lot of mufa. Oh, how much mufa? Mufalata. What? All right. A mufalata sandwich. Now you got me having to check that out. I was thinking about it, and, you know, I like all kinds. I love Cuban sandwiches. Just really a good Cuban. Some good stuff right there. But then I was like, I was just thinking, really one of my favorite sandwiches, I just don't eat a whole lot of it. It's just a simple grilled cheese sandwich. Just the butter and the cheese and the bread. And just, this is like, it's good. And I like tuna grilled cheese. Like when you put tuna on, fish on it too. But then when you have like multiple different types of cheeses and stuff, like I've never had a grilled cheese sandwich and was like, this is disgusting. You know, but I've had a Cuban sandwich before where I'm like, oh, it's not really good Cuban. Or I've had a roast beef sandwich. Ah, it's not really good roast beef. Or an Italian sandwich. Ah, it's not really good Italian. I've never had a grilled cheese sandwich where I'm like, this is disgusting. Make me another one. You know, I've never had a grilled cheese where you're like, this is bad. They're always good. Even if there's a simple American cheese on it. So that's why I was like, I think probably grilled cheese. I'll go with that one. But I do like a good Reuben. Because every now and then, I'm a plant-based eater. And so when I'm going to eat meat, it's like, it's gotta be good. So I'm like, I need a good Reuben. That's the way I look at it. But in honesty, my most common sandwich, like I probably eat it 4 days out of the week. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter jelly or peanut butter and honey. I do like honey on my peanut butter sandwich. I'm like, I just eat peanut butter like it's going out of style. So, Gracie, get us traffic on the fives and we'll hit your favorite sandwich.
Traffic on the fives. We're definitely seeing some slowdowns on the Highway 90 Causeway going eastbound out of Pensacola towards Pace, as well as northbound on Davis Highway right near the interstate's real busy at the moment. Yeah, I see something else. Just give me a call at the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. News Radio 92.3, informed and local, dependable. Favorite sandwich that I probably just like love every single time I eat it. It's pretty Florida of me, but Publix chicken tender sub sandwich. Like always, whenever.
Chicken tender sub. I haven't had this before.
Oh,
I don't know what this is.
Of course you haven't.
So what is it?
It's so good. It's Publix chicken tenders.
Is it like fried chicken tenders?
Yeah, fried chicken tenders. What? But they like chop them up and they can toss them in different sauces and stuff like
that. Okay.
It's so good. And then the chicken's like hot and it melts the cheese. Like, it's so good. If I'm having a bad day and I want some cheering up, that's the one I'm going to eat.
You just go get the chicken tender sandwich.
Yeah.
So what do you mix it with? Like, what's your...
I usually have it tossed in ranch, and then I have chicken tenders, and I put, like, banana peppers and pickles on it.
Okay.
Salt and pepper, and I have it on an Italian five-grade sub. So good.
I will say Publix makes some dang good sandwiches,
yeah,
though.
Super good.
Yeah. I forgot about Publix. Yeah. Publix can do no wrong.
But my everyday sandwich, like, that I eat probably every single day at noon is a turkey sandwich.
Just a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, turkey sandwich, mayonnaise, mustard, cucumbers, cheese.
Sandwiches are good.
Super good.
Sandwiches are good. I did Google what a muffalata sandwich looks like, and it does look good.
Yeah. I looked it up too.
Yeah, it does look good. So I got another text here. Grilled cheese sandwich, Bobby, but put a touch of garlic salt on top of it. Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. Yeah. I like that idea. You guys are going to make me fat. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I like it. I like it. It all sounds so good. All right, let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. Firefighters had to show up to a house because a child was potty training. Well, kind of. They had a potty training toilet seat. And the child stuck their head in the toilet seat and couldn't get their head out. The fire department had to show up and actually had to cut the toilet seat in order to get the toddler's head unstuck. I'm just thinking, forever unclean! Forever unclean! Mommy, Daddy, why won't you hug me anymore? Oh, that's so sad. But it's also funny. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.